CITR 101.9 FM is your home for live UBC sports.
Second down and 18 for the Clan at row 37. We got our streaker.
Here's the streaker.
Davies got back. He's got a throw.
Threw it
now
to
he's
the streaker.
It. And the streaker, I think, got Simon Fraser a first down. And we got security getting after him. He's into the Sam, you call it.
He's
you
into
call
the end zone, and he's breakdancing in the end zone bare naked. He's being chased by security, and he's
oh,
the
security there.
Fell down.
Go.
Security is
go.
Down.
He's going for
get
the
up
entry.
The fence.
Oh, he's
go.
Going.
You gotta love college football.
Did I mention it is also unedited and commercial-free?
He's gonna put his team shorthanded.
Not as smart as your mom was when she decided not to take birth control.
Well, there you have it.
All the information about our sports department can be found on our website, citr.ca.
Beautiful country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. Picture called The Big Trail. Well, I've made quite a few since then. Some good, some bad. Matter of fact, in those days,
CITR!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. It's kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure on that, remember that
CITR
can be mighty helpful.
Yeah!
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. I will be your host for the next about hour or so. That band that you just heard was called Fucked Up. They are from the East Coast, Eastern Coast, I suppose. They're from Ontario. They have a new album out called Year of the Pig. That song was called The Black Hats. Welcome to the show. I am very tired. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night because I think I'm getting sick. I am catching my seasonal illness. I get sick right when summer starts and right when kind of like autumn winter starts. And that is happening kind of right now because it's getting colder and it's rainy and it's, I don't know, it's Vancouver. I'm not surprised, but I'm getting sick and it's not that awesome. I took one of those little, I took a little vitamin C thing, emergency, the thing that you add to your drink, and, to water, and it's supposed to be some kind of, super vitamin C drink that's supposed to help your immune system, fight any impending illness. And I was checking the back, all the information, the nutritional facts and everything, and apparently it gives me over 1,000% of my, daily vitamin C. Is that even possible? I don't even know. But hopefully it means that it will obliterate this cold that I know I'm catching. So today, you know the drill. If you want to give me a call here in the studio, you can give me a call at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. Every time I announce the phone number, I almost give you my actual phone number, my cell phone number. I'm like, no, that's not the number you call. You call 604-UBC-CITR. And as always, you can check out my playlist online at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com, which I think I forgot to update last week, but I'll do it this week. I swear, I will, really. And you can also download podcasts for this show and many other shows on CITR through our wonderful new website, which can be found at www.citr.ca. I also missed that Cancer Bat show that I was talking about last week or so. I don't think I've ever missed the Cancer Bats when they've come into town, but I guess I did this time. Oops. But I've seen them a lot before, so hopefully you had a chance to check them out because they put on an amazing show live. I even got the date mixed up in my mind. I was over in Victoria for the weekend, and I came back Monday afternoon. And in my mind, I thought that the Cancer Bat show was Monday evening. So I came back Monday afternoon, and I was like, maybe I should go to the show this evening. It's going to be really good. I know this. But I was really tired, and I didn't go anyways. But it turns out the show was on Sunday evening, so I totally missed it anyways. There was no way that I could have gone. But that's okay. That's all right. There are a lot of really good shows coming up, and I will talk about that shortly. But for now, perhaps I should stop rambling, and I should get to, you know, that thing that we like, the music. Yeah, let's get to some of that. I haven't played AFI in a while, so I'm playing them now. This is AFI on We All Fall Down.
Bye. Broncos driver. He looks at you with a death smile. His eyes are new like a dagger. Ooh, yeah. Not the Devil Speedway. He'll race you to a ring of fire. Not the Devil Speedway. Welcome to your funeral pyre. Not the Devil Speedway. His machines are wicked ass. Not the Devil Speedway. You'll burn in hell like all the rest. You think you're fast at Talladega. You think you're tough at the Brickyard. Well, cause his cat at Moncalo. Got more balls than Dale Earnhardt. Think you're nerve cause this is the shit. Play fuck for cars when he wants to pass. When it's your time, you start to crap. You feel the devil bite your ass. Oh yeah, oh, oh yeah.
Holy smokes! I can't believe I'm part of the coolest club in the world!
Bub?
Yeah?
So, what club is that?
CITR! As a club member, I get ginormous discounts on the Friends of CITR card, which in itself, Timmy, I must say, is pretty amazing. I get dirt cheap prices at stores and shots them at all the time anyway! To be honest, it feels like being in a club within a club!
Wow. Hey, I want a Friends of CITR card.
You don't even have to be a member to get one, although clearly you'd be that much cooler if you were a member. Go purchase your Friends of CITR card down at CITR, or at special events they sponsor, such as concerts, membership drives, and shindig.
I got it. It feels like having special powers. I go into stores and bam! Discounts.
Tis what I said.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
We'll be right back.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. That was the Blood Brothers off of their album Crimes. That song was called Trash Flavored Trash. Prior to that, I played Canadian hardcore band Comeback Kid off of their full-length Wake the Dead. That was the title track. And I played them because they are coming to town. They're playing their very own headlining show with Bane, Gravemaker, Misery Signals, Outbreak, and Shai Hulud. That is happening in less than a week, October 8th at the Plaza Club. And before Comeback Kid, I played DOA off of their latest full-length Northern Avenger. That song was called Devil's Speedway. They just played a show at the Commodore, I believe. I didn't go. I missed it because I miss awesome shows like that. It's what I do. And I started off that set with AFI off of their album The Art of Drowning. That song was called Wester. It has been a very long time since AFI have really put anything out. It's been at least 2 years, maybe over 2 years or something. I don't know. Their last album, December Underground, had a lot of hype around it when it was coming out, and I was really excited about it, if you remember or can recall. If you were listening to my show, or if you have been listening for that long, I was very excited about this new AFI album that was coming out. And then it came out, and I was not that excited after I heard it. So hopefully they'll pick it back, you know, step up their game for their next album, because they'll put another one out soon. You know it. They're not dead yet, right? Oh, God. Speaking of shows coming up, a show is happening. There are a couple shows happening tonight, actually. One show that perhaps you would like to check out is the Real McKenzies, who I'll be playing maybe shortly, maybe in a couple minutes. The Real McKenzies are playing tonight with the Wednesday Night Heroes and Jones Bones. That is happening at the Anza Club. I believe that means it's an all-ages show. But if you don't want to check out that show, there's another show happening, and that is Baroness is playing a show tonight. They're playing with Genghis Tron and Bison BC, I guess they're now called. That is happening at Pat's Pub tonight. And so I'm going to play some brand new Bison BC for you. They have a brand new album out. It is called Quiet Earth and is released on Metal Blade Records, which is pretty awesome for a metal band from Vancouver. So this is some brand new Bison. Check them out tonight. They're playing with Baroness at Pat's Pub. Bison on We All Fall Down.
And the church has been the place of praise. A big pile of protectors. looking at all the rams. Then we went down to Coney Island on the coast and around again. And no skin ever, there is a box. Cause she's my sweetheart, all right. Oh yeah. Oh oh, I love her so. Oh oh, I love her so. I'm gonna make her mine, and everything's gonna be real fine. I met her at the Burger King, fell up by the soda machine. So we took the garden down, we keep hanging out all around. Then we went down to Coney Island, on the coast and around again. And no one's gonna ever dare us to fight, cause she's my sweetheart, all right. Oh yeah. Oh oh, I love her so. 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 Oh oh, I love her so.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. And unfortunately, the microphone cannot extend far enough so that I can speak and lounge in this chair comfortably. Trying to find comfort. Not really working. I just played the Ramones off of their album Leave Home, which is my favorite Ramones album, FYI, because you all wanted to know. That song was called Oh Oh, I Love Her So. Before that, I played The Jolts off of their full-length album, Haute Voltage. That song's called Bloody Eye Socket. Prior to that, The Hives off of their latest black and white album. That song's called You Got It All Wrong. And I saw them play in February, actually on my birthday in February. They were here and they played at the Commodore. It was an amazing show and is definitely one of the contenders for best shows of 2008. There are a lot of good shows I saw this year, and you know what? There's going to be a lot more that I'm going to see before the end of this year. So, I don't know. 2007 was tough because, in my opinion, there wasn't like a standout album or standout show that was really the best of the year for me. But for 2008, it's going to be tough because there are a lot that already stick out to me. Right now, the year's not even over. What am I going to do? I don't know. Before The Hives, I played The Real McKenzies off of their album 10,000 Shots. That song was called Smokin' Bowl. They are playing tonight with the Wednesday Night Heroes at the Anza Club. Another band that is playing tonight was the band that I played before The Real McKenzies, which was Bison BC, off of their latest album Quiet Earth. That song was called Dark Towers, and they are playing tonight with Baroness and Genghis Tron at Pat's Pub. How about some other shows that perhaps you would be interested in attending? Two shows happening tonight that I just told you about. Tomorrow, High on Fire is playing with Opeth and Nachtmysterium. I don't know how to say that. That show is sold out, so if you don't have your tickets already, then you lose, I suppose. That show is happening at the Commodore Ballroom. Then a couple days after that, the Horror Pops are coming to Vancouver with the Seven Shot Screamers. That's happening October 5th at Richards on Richards. Callahan is playing with Blind Witness, Farewell to Freedom, and Sever Your Ties. That's happening October 6th at the Media Club. Comeback Kid is returning to Vancouver to play a show with Bane, Gravemaker, Misery Signals, Outbreak, and Shai Hulud October 8th at the Plaza Club. Flogging Molly is also returning to Vancouver. They're playing October 14th at the Commodore Ballroom. A show that I am quite, quote unquote, stoked on. King Khan and Barbecue Show are playing a show here. They're playing November 7th at the Biltmore Cabaret. That show will sell out. I can guarantee it if it hasn't already. I don't think it has, but it will. It definitely will. Because I haven't bought my ticket yet. Because I usually end up screwing myself over like that. Another show that is happening, Alkaline Trio are coming to Vancouver. They're playing a huge festival stadium type show with Rise Against, Gaslight, Gaslight Anthem? Yeah, and Thrice. That is happening November 9th here at UBC at Thunderbird Stadium. GWAR is coming to Vancouver again. That is happening November 10th at the Commodore Ballroom. In Flames are playing with Gojira, All That Remains, and 36 Crazy Fists. And I found out that that band name comes from a movie, and I think it's a Jackie Chan movie. I love it. I love saying it. November 17th at the Commodore Ballroom. Metallica is coming with a sword. OMG. December 2nd at GM Place, and Dragon Force are also returning to Vancouver. They're playing December 19th at the Croatian Cultural Center. And of course, every Tuesday you can check out CITR's Battle of the Bands. CITR presents Shindig. That happens every Tuesday at the Railway Club. This Tuesday, October 7th, you can check out The Isotopes, Language Arts, and Stumblers Inn. All three of those bands will be battling it out musically to see who gets to move on to the next, what is it, level? I don't know, next show. The words aren't coming to me as quickly as I'd hoped today. Anyways, that show is happening this Tuesday at the Railway Club, so check it out. It'll be a good time. The full schedule and everything can be found at shindig.citr.ca, I believe is the address, or just check out our website, which is citr.ca. I also wanted to tell you about the new issue of Discorder. The October issue of Discorder is out now. There is a lovely picture of a bison on the cover because it looks like the cover story is all about our very own bison, BC. So check it out. It's CITR's monthly free publication, free for you to check out. I don't have anything else to say. I'm done. I'm going to get to some more music. As always, you can check out my playlist online at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com and download copies of this show if you wanted to, I don't know, listen to it again if you really wanted to, at citr.ca. So how about we get to another local band called Carpenter. They have a new album out called Law of the Land. And I'm going to play it for you right now. This is Carpenter on We All Fall Down.
Freddy Krueger, tell another joke. Freddy Krueger, tell him about the time you got that girl with the finger bang in the waterbed. Ash from Evil, take your fucking dick. Ash from Evil, take your fucking son of a bitch. You make me laugh. You're just such a cat. If I want a comedy, then I'll watch Cannonball Run. But really, what I want to see, some fucking bitch get her head locked off. I'll call someone else. Can I get a Jason?
Jason!
Jason!
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This has been We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. Thank you very much to everybody that tuned in and called in today. You guys are pretty rad, if I may say so. I played a band called The Hex Dolls off of their album, Call It a Comeback. That song was called Freddy versus Jason versus Freddy versus Ash. Before that, I played Carpenter off of Law of the Land. That song was called You Can't Keep a Good Man Down. That's it for me today. Robin should, well, theoretically, the Inkstead show is next, but Robin's not coming in today because the show is pre-recorded because he's busy and stuff, working a lot and going to school. So I will be playing the Inkstead show for you shortly. And then at 3 o'clock, tune in to Brennan and Cody. They're coming in to do Crimes and Treasons. CITR is awesome. It is. Thanks, everybody. You can check out my playlist online at weallfalldown.citr.blogspot.com. And I will leave you off now with some Red Hot Lovers. Why not? Off of their self-titled album. I will be back next Thursday. I just remembered I was going to play a band called Marble Rye, and then I totally forgot because I suck. Oops. Next week. I swear. This is Red Hot Lovers on We All Fall Down. Ugh.